Welcome to the program today. My name is Keith Smith. I'm an instructor at Calvary Chapel Bible Ministry School in La Mirada. We're glad you've joined us here at Solid Ground. And this week, Pastor Brian Parrish has been taking us on a verse-by-verse study through Joshua chapter 1. And today, Pastor Brian speaks about our dependence upon the Lord and how the Lord supplies us with all that we need for every individual battle that we face living the Christian life. Just as Joshua and the Israelites dealt with each individual battle based on the Lord's help, so we need to rely upon the Lord as well. So let's go to Pastor Brian Parrish from the pulpit of Calvary Chapel, La Mirada.
And like in the book of Joshua, they're going to go from city to city. God has a different battle plan, a different strategy, and they need to get that wisdom from God how to take that one city. Their dependence is upon the Lord. One place is just march around and blow the trumpets and the walls come tumbling down. The next place, he told them how to battle, how to fight these people. So it was a different way, time they needed to get their directions from the Lord. And it took time. The same thing with our walk in Jesus Christ. God wants to teach us how to depend upon Him, the things that we're facing. Rather than relying upon our own wisdom, our own human strategy, we need to look to the Lord. And James tells us if you lack wisdom, ask of God. But ask in faith, believing that He's going to give you that wisdom that's from above. He's going to give it to you liberally. But don't have doubt. You won't receive anything from the Lord. You're like a wave that's, you know, tossed to and fro. And so the Lord's going to give you victory by victory by victory. See, we jump on the promises of God and we think it's there tomorrow. The Lord says, no, you need to walk by faith. You need to learn to depend upon me. And opposition's going to rise up. There's going to be conflict and that faith is going to be tested. And the Lord's going to see, how do you respond? Do you learn to wait upon Him and have your strength renewed? Or do you get all flustered, oh, I've got to decide, I've got to do something, and you mess the whole thing up? I don't know about you, whenever I get all stressed out, I've got to make some decision, it's always the wrong one. Always the wrong one. And I set myself 3 steps back. And then God's got to clean up the pieces and bring us forward. But the Lord is wanting us to walk by faith. Turn with me over to Hebrews chapter 11. In looking at faith, look at verse 6, great passage. We'll apply this to how God brings His victory in our life progressively. Verse 6 says, but without faith it is impossible to please Him. God loves faith. God loves us to depend upon Him, to trust Him. He's honored by that because we're not looking to our own resources. We're looking to Him. God loves just a childlike faith that'll trust Him, take Him at His word. Mark told me an interesting story where this young boy at our church, he's going to lay hands on him, pray for him, and anoint him with oil. And his response was, oil me, Pastor Mark. Just that simple trust. Hey, this is what the Bible says, do it. I love that. And God loves for us as children to trust Him. And it pleases Him. God doesn't need your wisdom. He doesn't need your strength. He wants you to trust Him. That's what brings pleasure to the heart of God. I think God delights when He sees us in a dilemma, in a quandary, in a thing that's just overwhelming, and we say, my God can handle this. No problem. I'm going to put my trust in Him. He is a deliverer. He is a stronghold I can run into. He's my rock. He's my shelter. God, take over. Take the situation. I believe that is honoring to God, and it blesses His heart. Just like your children, they look to you, and they trust you to fix the problems that they have. When they're little, they do that, don't they? They think you could do anything. They're little kids, they bring this broken toy they smashed all up, and they're crying. They just expect you to fix it, right? So you sneak out and buy one exactly like it, and they think that you're a hero. When they become teenagers, they know better. They know too much sometimes. But the Lord loves it when we just trust Him. Pleasing to the heart of God. But not only that, read on what it says. For he who comes to Him must believe that He is, so you have to believe that God exists. That's a start. That's not the end of faith. And it's not even just believing that God is powerful. You know, we could believe that God's powerful. That's not the faith that the Bible would call us to. The faith that the Bible calls us to is described in this next verse, and that He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. God's a rewarder. Do you believe that God wants to bless your life? Now, I know that we back off a little bit from that, and I have because of the faith movement. It's so distorted, the blessings of God, that you don't want to sound like them or be even classified among them because they have a heresy that's going. They think you just say what you want and God's going to give it to you. That's presumption. And I think it's offensive to the heart of God. My faith is that God is going to bring blessing in any way that He chooses. I'm going to trust Him, whatever His will is. But there's times also that God puts things in your heart that He wants you to believe for. And what happens when God will speak something in your heart, this is what I'm going to do in your life. Our first response usually isn't faith, it's usually doubts. Or we muster up the faith and say, okay, Lord, I'm going to believe that You're going to do this. And then it doesn't happen. And what begins to happen? We get discouraged, don't we? Oh, that was just a dream that I had. God's not going to do that. God's not a rewarder. I know I've been seeking after Him and asking Him for this, and I believe it to be His will, but God wouldn't give it to me. He doesn't love me like that. Now, He may do that for someone else. He may do that for Chuck Smith or Billy Graham, but not for me because I'm low on the totem pole. The Bible says He's a rewarder of those who diligently. If you've been knocking and seeking, God's going to bring these things to pass. Sometimes He waits for you to ask, to seek, and to knock. I believe those that are hungry, those are the ones that are going to be filled. Those that want the work of God. Those that aren't going to take no for an answer, although the circumstances appear that way. You have to put your confidence and trust that God is the rewarder. Let me give you a couple examples. I've learned not to listen to people when a man says no. When a man says no, it doesn't mean no. When God says no, don't argue. Just submit to that. Amen? But when man says you can't do that, don't listen to him. They're not in charge. They do not have the final say. Give you an example. Even within God's kingdom, even with people that know the Lord, we do have a radio program that's primarily in other states, on the East Coast, and they're in Idaho. And the Lord put a vision in my heart, along with some of the other guys from the Bible Ministry School several years back, of doing a doctoral program, and kind of sat around at the Master's Choice one day and talked about it and kicked it around and, you know, got excited about it. So, well, let's put a program together. And right about that time, there was a pastor's conference, and Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa, owns what is called the Calvary Satellite Network. They have access to some satellite there, and they have stations all around the United States on this Calvary Satellite Network. So the guy that is in charge of that was there at the pastor's conference, had a little booth, and I went and talked with him and said, you know, here's what the Lord's put in my heart. We'd like to get a program on, and here's what it would be like. And he says, oh, that can't happen. And, you know, I was really bummed at first. But as I was standing there, as much as I know how to hear from the Lord, I didn't hear some audible voice. The Lord said, don't listen to him. Now, I had the choice to say, well, let's scrap this idea. Let's not even put a demo tape together to send out. But I believe the Lord was saying, don't listen to that man. He doesn't have the right answer. And he was the one, ultimately, that would have to, well, Pastor Chuck would be, but he is the one that is over the entire ministry. And he would have to give the approval. And he's telling me flat out, no. Well, I had a choice to make. Do I listen to man, or do I listen to what the Spirit of God's putting into my heart? I needed to walk by faith, because on a human level, it looked like this isn't going to happen. We put a demo together, and immediately we found three stations that opened up on Calvary Satellite Network. This man ultimately approved it, and so did Pastor Chuck, to be on those stations. If a man says no, don't take that as an answer. When God's putting something in your heart, you move forward, because God has the final say. Now look at Joshua. He's saying, go over this Jordan. He doesn't have any boats. And it says in Joshua 3:15 that the at this time of year, the water filled up and was overflooding the banks. How are they going to get across just to get their foot, just to get one foot on the soil that God had given to them? Now, Joshua could have said, I must not be hearing from God because this Jordan is here and we can't get past it. Or maybe what the Lord wants us to do is to wait for the entire year and then that whole thing will drain down and maybe there'll be a low spot that we could cross over. His human plan, his human thinking. But the Lord says, no, go for it. Go over this Jordan. And that's exactly what they did. God parted the Jordan, and they walked through. And that's going to be an interesting study when we get there. Look at Joshua. It took faith, didn't it? Then when they get to the land, there's seven nations entrenched, and God led them to victory over those nations to possess the land. That's what our life is like. I shared with you last week, I believe that God has greater blessings for this congregation than we've come into, and it's going to require a larger facility. Just so happens, a property became available that would be very choice for us. I can't give you the details yet because I don't have all the details, but hopefully by next week I'll be able to share a little more. But you need to begin to pray. Is the money available? You're like Sarah. Now, we are going to meet with a real estate guy tomorrow or the day after, put in a proposal. And if he asks, well, how much money do you have in the bank to get this? I'll say, well, we have more than some and less than others. But yet, the Lord put it in my heart, like here to Joshua, go in and get it. We don't have the resources. God's not looking for me to have the resources. He's asking.